Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be your best year ever. Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our loyal listeners worldwide. And that means you. Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Hands to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Fun impersonations and improvisations add to the show's Transfundmation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach. I would love to be your life coach. I love working with people around the globe en masse, and I love working with people one-on-one, businesses, what have you. Now is the time to gender up your self-confidence, have more success, and guess what? That's what today's show is about, self-confidence and success. Here we have Beverly Nadler to help you discover the most important traits that really do lead to success. Is it in fact that self-confidence is vital for success? Is that really true? Let's tune in to Beverly, an extraordinary reprogramming coach, an extraordinary friend, an extraordinary author. Yes, all of the above. Welcome to someone with a great deal of self-confidence and success, my friend, your friend, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, Joyce. Thank you so much for that fascinating introduction. As usual, you change it each week, which I really find very interesting, and I appreciate it. This is an important subject because a lot of trainings out there and a lot of leadership trainings and business trainings and also just basic human potential trainings, they all tell us that we must have self-confidence for success. But as you said when you're introducing the show, is that really true? And I'm here to tell you that it isn't necessarily true. As important as self-confidence is, it's not necessarily the attribute that leads to success. In fact, the only reason that lack of self-confidence truly interferes with success is the belief that lack of confidence interferes with success, because that belief can prevent you from even attempting to do what you want to do. Over the past few months, I've been reading biographies of famous people. Most of them are acclaimed men and women in the entertainment fields, the musicians, singers, composers, dancers, actors. And what shocked me is that in every one of these biographies, not only did the author of the memoir or the biographer reveal the fears and the insecurities that these famous people had, but also the fears and the anxieties and the insecurities of their friends, of their associates, of their coworkers who were also famous people. And to tell you the truth, I was actually astounded as I read, because my belief was that if you didn't have self-confidence, you couldn't succeed. But all of these people, and I'm going to mention some names, not going to give you stories about them, but just mention their names, all of them are very, very successful. And we have Shirley MacLaine, Paul Newman, Maureen Stapleton, an actress, and Mary Martin, who is not popular now, but was very famous on Broadway. Both of these two wonderful females, before their performances, had so much anxiety and fear that they literally threw up before their performances. Other people that I've read, but Barbara Cook, you may or may not be familiar with her. She was one of the three major Broadway stars of the 70s, and she was a singer extraordinary. Her book told me, she recently passed away, but how much insecurity she had. And then I had read about a wonderful lyricist, very well known, Carol Bayer Sager, who actually wrote the lyrics for almost every singer and composer that you can think of. I don't say not all the lyrics, but hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of songs. She was quite well known, and she was also married to Burt Bacharach for a while, with whom she worked. She had insecurities about everything about her life, who she was and what she looked like and if she could do what she could do. It was absolutely amazing to me. And then stars who come from show business families, like Jane Fonda, Michael Douglas, they felt very much dwarfed by their parents' accomplishments, and they did not feel that they had any self-confidence at all. But look where they ended up. So self-confidence, though we believe it's important, and certainly it is important, but for other reasons, is not the key. The qualities are determination and commitment and persistence and courage and a passion for what you're doing. And if you've got self-confidence in addition, that is wonderful, because it certainly makes things easier. And as time went on for many of these people, but not all, they actually developed more self-confidence. But still, we know Barbara Streisand, in one of her concerts, she forgot the lyrics to a song that somebody from the audience wanted her to sing. It wasn't anything that she could read, you know, from a prompter. And she did not appear in public for many, many years. It took her a very long time to get over her fears and her anxieties about singing in public. So I just want you to understand how important it is to change your belief so that you can actually do what you want to do. Go out there. There's an interesting quote that I have. This is a woman who was sharing a quote about success to a graduating class. She's a mathematician, and it was Karen, can't really pronounce her name, Erlenbeck. She was the first woman to receive this award, and she said, when she was speaking to the class, what you really need to show students is how imperfect people can be and still succeed.
Wow, first of all, you name names that I find it stunning that they had issues because you name the cream of the crop. Sager, I mean, my God, she's had hundreds of top hit songs that she wrote for other artists. I did not know she was married to Burt Bacharach. I didn't know that. So it is fascinating what you just shared.
Yeah, she also shared in her book some of Burt's peculiarities and insecurities also in her book. So I said they not only about themselves, but about their fellow artists. So, yeah, every book that I read, I'm telling you, my mouth was hanging open at certain points, and I said, wow, we've been sold a bill of goods that we must have self-confidence. I'm not saying we shouldn't. It's extremely valuable, and it's actually very important. But the fact is, it's not the key to success. And, you know, all kinds of advertising and promotion that is all out there telling us that we must be perfect and how we can do this to fix ourselves on that and fix ourselves on something else. We have to telling us all of that creates this illusion that, well, there's something wrong with us because I'm not perfect. And, of course, that erodes self-confidence. I love the statements, fake it till you make it. Because the fact is, without self-confidence, you can make it when you have these other qualities I'm going to be talking about. And I'm thinking that statement, fake it till you make it, was created by someone to inspire people to continue to go for their dream.
And I'm inspired with today's show. So, I mean, when you said that it wasn't that essential, based on what? Based on these people that are saying they don't have the confidence when they get up there, but look how successful they are anyway.
Exactly. Based on the fact, and those are not the only biographies that I read, they're just the most interesting, that they didn't, and in fact, it's probably abnormal for people to be totally confident in whatever it is that they want to go out there and do. In fact, I read something, one woman who said something that I loved. Yeah, I don't know this person, but her quote is great. And she said, anything I've ever done that was ultimately worthwhile initially scared me to death.
Wow.
Oh, her name is Betty, in case somebody does know the name or wants to look it up. Betty Benden, B-E-N-D-E-N. Yeah. So this is more common than we could ever have imagined if we have bought into and created in our mind, our subconscious mind, you know, functions according to things, that we must have self-confidence before we can act, before we can do the things that we want to do. And for this show, in my mind, the reason, the most important thing is that I want people to realize that since success is not necessary self-confidence is not necessary for success, it is necessary if lack of self-confidence prevents you from moving forward, prevents you from starting a business that you want, prevents you from going to an acting audition if you're in that field, prevents you from making decisions or taking advantage of opportunities or being willing to take a risk. If lack of self-confidence prevents you from speaking up when you know you need to, from talking to someone that you have to ask something from, whatever the reason is, if it's lack of self-confidence that is causing that, then this show is for you to recognize that confidence is not the major factor, though it is important in your life. And I certainly intend to tell you exactly why.
It may not be the end all, but I assert that self-confidence is the most attractive quality a person can have. How can anyone see how great you are if you can't see it yourself? And the part that comes in of fake it till you make it, I totally agree with that. I've lived that. I know it works firsthand. When I became a stockbroker, in the days when women were not stockbrokers at all, I literally was one of the first in the world to be a stockbroker. I did have to fake it till I made it. Why would they want to do business with me? One, when I was inexperienced, I just got my license. And two, when women were not recognized as such. So I dressed the part, I looked the part, I felt the part. And one of the most important tips I can give you, you fake it till you make it in terms of your attitude and approach, but you don't fake it with answers that you know not of. You just say, I'll get back to you. You can look someone in the eye and say, let me check on that. I'll get back to you. So I didn't lie, no mistruths at all. That's very, very important. I would just simply say, let me check that out and get back to you. And most people freak out when they don't know something, so they bluff their way through it, and then things could get much worse.
That's a wonderful point. It really is. First of all, it's one of the reasons that people don't have self-confidence is when they don't have knowledge that they should have. And so you need to get that knowledge. But the other point that you're making, somebody can ask you a question and it never even entered your mind. You're supposed to know that. And to try to fake it in that case, yes, that you're going to fumble through it. You're going to get all kinds of anxiety. So your point is extremely well taken. And what you said about people not being willing to say, I'll get back to you with that, is so important. That itself is a wonderful lesson. So thank you for presenting that.
This one, the author is unknown, said, if you really put a small value upon yourself, rest assured that the world will not raise your price. So I think that says it very well. And no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. That was Eleanor Roosevelt. Roderick Thorpe said, we have to learn to be our best friends because we fall too easily into the trap of being our own worst enemies. So there is a lot to be said about all of that. So you have to take out what works for you. We're not telling you to be someone else. Just be the best that you can be.
Absolutely. So let me tell you some of the scientific proof of why self-confidence is important. First of all, you feel better. I mean, you just feel better when you feel good about yourself, which is why having knowledge about whatever it is you need to have knowledge on is really important, because you feel good when you're equipped with that knowledge. But here's something else. Brain imaging is very, very very popular now. I mean, it's popular among scientists. It's not popular among the general public. We are not able to image our own brains. But there's a lot of research going on about what happens in the brain under various different conditions. And what happens when you're self-confident and you feel better, your brain literally releases happy chemicals. Certain parts of the brain that light up, that are releasing chemicals like serotonin and dopamine. Your nervous system is more relaxed. Of course, you're happier because you're getting happy chemicals, and even healthier because of these feel-good chemicals. And so, yes, self-confidence is something that is very desirable. And in fact, we've done numerous programs on developing self-confidence, and I urge you to go into our archives and find them, and so that'll help you develop more self-confidence. But again, the point of this show is to make you aware of what really determines your success, whether or not you have self-confidence.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You can go in our archives and find a lot of shows about it. Let me tell you folks how to do that. Go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and spelled out friends.com. For one, you could, in the search bar, you can put in Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. All her shows will come up. So you could do it by the guest you want to hear more of, or by the topic. In this case, it could be self-confidence. You could type in happiness. We have done so many feel-good shows that if you put in the one you want, all those shows will come up. The link will take you right to the show. So do check that out, absolutely. And while you're on the site, if you go to the upper left under my picture, it says follow. And if you click on that, you can join the thousands of happy followers that are apprised of our shows via email. You'll know the guest, the topic. It's also, the shows are also posted on Facebook and Twitter. And on Facebook and Twitter, you just simply look up Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. Feel free to friend me on Facebook and Twitter. And again, you don't, no need to skip any show. They're there, and we make it real simple because the links are provided.
Cool. Yes. And this, I just want to say, as a guest on your show, one of your friends, every week, that I'm not prejudiced, even though I may sound that way, but there's so much stuff out there, basically, that's fairly useless. In fact, I'm trying to think of who it was. I think it was Henry Ford, but I'm not sure, who said that people waste a lot of time on totally useless things. And here's a show which every day is meant to inspire you, to motivate you, to help you experience better health, more happiness, bring you timely subjects every day. So, and you can go into the archives anytime you want. And I'm proud to be a guest and a friend on this show, but there are so many amazing people that are on this show, and they have so much wonderful things to share.
I just want to name a few of them. You might want to look them up. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, world-renowned doctor and totally extraordinary in terms of positive thinking, to use the power of your mind to get yourself better. Ted C. Huber, extraordinary. He's the foremost authority on Napoleon Hill, and he's got a great number of best-selling books, as does Bernie Siegel. So these are just a couple, to name a few. One other quote I want to share with you. I may not be perfect, but parts of me are pretty awesome. So have a sense of humor about it so you're not intense. That you feel good about yourself, but don't take yourself too seriously. You'll get caught up in that, trying to be perfect. Life is 10% what you experience and 90% how you respond to it. Dorothy M. Niedermeyer. And why that's important, it's because how you react is so important to how people perceive you. If you're calm, collect, or you just fly off the handle, get angry, stay positive, stay alert, and enjoy your life.
I love what you said about a sense of humor, because among the things that I'm reading is how laughter actually creates greater health and a better brain. Laughter. So we've done shows on laughter, and we will do them again, because humor is that important. But it's true. If you constantly are intense, you're going to not be releasing those wonderful happiness, serotonin and dopamine and all of these good things in your brain. I found Henry Ford's quote, by the way. I was right. The number of useless tasks that are performed daily by thousands of people is amazing.
Yes.
And here's another quote, totally different, and it comes from Michael Jordan. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost more than 300 games. I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. Throughout my life and career, I failed and failed and failed again. And yet, that is why I succeed. So what is he saying? He's saying the road to success is paved with what we call failure. Einstein said the same thing in a different way. You may be familiar with this statement that he made. He was asked how it felt to fail 1,000 times before he got a light bulb that actually worked. And he said, I didn't fail. I discovered 1,000 ways a light bulb doesn't work. And by the way, let me mention this as something that is important for success, is that he had a team. You know, he worked with people. People helped him. People did research. They did innovative things. And in many cases, when we want success, it's because we lack success because we can't do what we're doing alone. We actually need other people to assist us. But there are many people who have, again, the illusion that if it's going to work, I've got to do it. I'm the only one. I must make it happen. And that's not true. We have to have a belief that there are people out there. When we're in the frame of mind, when we're actually really, truly focused and concentrating on the thing that we want to happen, to be successful in our life, that by vibrational harmony, the energy, that we will magnetize our brain to draw the right people to us, to assist us. And that is something that is very important. In fact, you want better health, you're going to need a lot of assistance. You're not going to do it all by yourself, whether it's books that you read, practitioners you go to, relationships. You might have to work with a therapist. You might have to read relationship books, better parenting, all of these things. They require not just one person, yourself, and you put a tremendous pressure on yourself when you think, I've got to do this all by myself.
I want to get back to your reference about Michael Jordan. He's usually acknowledged as the greatest basketball player of all time. You just had mentioned how many games he lost, how many shots he took that didn't make it to the basket. I referenced about waiting to be a perfectionist, how that hinders you. Mark Victor Hansen said it best. If you're not familiar with the name, he's the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Don't wait until everything is just right. It will never be perfect. There will always be challenges, obstacles, and less than perfect conditions. So what? Get started now. With each step you take, you will grow stronger and stronger, more and more skilled, more and more self-confident, and more successful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mark Victor Hansen. I forgot the name of the fellow. John Canfield. They had so many rejections before Chicken Soup for the Soul was finally accepted. Tons of rejections, but they didn't give up, which leads me to what is actually vital for success, and that is persistence, perseverance, and determination. That's major. If you haven't got persistence and perseverance and determination, chances are good, nothing much is going to happen. I mean, sometimes things just fall into place for people. Sometimes. But that's not that often. Most of the time, people have to be on a path. They have to work towards the thing that they want, and they have to go through whatever it takes to get there. But if they have persistence, perseverance, and determination because of their desire, that's the first thing. You've got to have a desire for something. What really matters to you? And if you can turn that desire into a passion without being an obsession, that's even better. What these qualities do is they magnetize your mind. Napoleon Hill said it best. They magnetize your brain, the thoughts that you're thinking. and the things you're concentrating on and when you're focusing on. And so you will tend to bring into your life circumstances, conditions, people, events that support you in whatever it is you're trying to do. Those qualities, that the desire, the persistence, the perseverance, the determination, and of course, we need courage. We need courage because without courage, we're not going to do anything. I mean, there's people who think of courage as being the absence of fear, and it is not the absence of fear. Courage, most assuredly, is not meaning that you don't have any courage. It is fear holding on a moment longer. Courage is fear holding on a moment longer. That's General George S. Patton. In other words, staying with it. Courage, Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. And Winston Churchill said, without courage, all other overtures lose their meaning. And I read the word overture, and I meant the word virtues, but however, either way, without courage, we're not going to do anything. So courage is also, this is a cute one, a quote whose name, anonymous, because they didn't give the name, courage is being the only one who knows you're afraid, and that's where fake it till you make it comes in. So, yes, you do need to have courage. You do need to have persistence, perseverance, determination, and desire. And there are other things in addition that will certainly support you in being the success, in having the success that you want.
And what will also support you in having the success you want is to take Health Guru Beverly Nadler's advice and listen to this show every day. Every single day, you will get tips and suggestions. And she says it best through her poetry. Here's why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. You'll see my picture on the upper left. And right under that, if you click on follow, as I said, you'll be one of the thousands of people that will be apprised of our show via email. So do be one of the followers. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter, where you'll see the shows posted as well. So I encourage you to do that. Folks, my official website is JoyceBarry.com. That's the official one. You'll find out about the trainings. You'll find out about coaching. most importantly, you'll see endorsements from people in and out of this world, and I just want to share a few of them with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And be sure to put in the subject line, Beverly, their self-confidence. I always like to know the show that inspired you to connect with me or my guest. I'd love to hear of any referrals for a great guest. I'd love to know what you thought of the show. If you want a message to get back to our guest, any of that, be sure to send the email, CoachJoyce@AOL.com, and in the subject line, the show you're referring to, Beverly, self-confidence, in the text, your name, best time to reach you, and what you want to talk to me about. So do that, and I look forward to seeing your emails.
Okay. We're going to move on with some of the other things that are important for success. One of them is setting goals. That is extremely important. And, you set goals and make your plans, and they don't always happen exactly the way you want them to. But there's something perhaps magical about even doing that and writing them down. There was an amazing research study on goals and commitment. It's pretty well known in certain fields. It's quoted quite a bit. And it took place a long time ago. It was 1953. The graduating class of Yale University was asked 20 questions, three of which had to do with goals. And those questions were, have you set goals? Have you written them down? And do you have a plan to accomplish them? And as I said, the plans may change, but the importance seems to be to actually having a plan. Well, 3% of the graduating class answered yes to those three questions. 20 years later, in 1973, surviving members of the class of 53 participated in another study. The 3% who said yes to the goal questions were more successful, not only in their business or professional life, but in their personal family life, and they were even healthier. Remarkably, 97% of the net worth of the class of 53 was in the hands of that 3%.
Okay, and we all know that it's the top 1 or 2% that impacts everything. So we have that across the board with so many different things. So that makes sense.
Yeah, setting goals, and it's not difficult. Set them, write them down, make plans, and you know what? You can change them. but it's that act again that magnetizes your brain to help to bring to you that which you need to make your dreams come true. There are other things that are also involved in being successful, and one of them is discipline. If you don't have discipline, you're not going to stay with it. You're not going to pick yourself up and move on. You're not going to persevere. You're not going to persist. So you have to have discipline. And setting goals and having a plan helps to keep you more disciplined, because as you look at it, you remind yourself, okay, this is what I need to be doing, this is what I need to be thinking, and certainly it is very, very valuable to have an imagination, to look at different ways if things are not working, and to be aware of the fact, as we quoted from many people before, is that failure is part of the path. It's just what happens. In fact, I think it was Dale Carnegie who said, develop success from failure. Success is impossible without failure. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. Now, there's not many people who would think that's true. However, Dale Carnegie is a master in his writing and in his teaching, or was, of course he's not with us anymore, but he knew from what he spoke. And because we're talking about these many people that had failures, but instead of looking at them as failures, they said, okay, that's not going to work, let me move on. And it's the discipline and it's the setting the goals and the perseverance that makes that happen. And the imagination of looking at different ways of doing things, whether it's in your business, your profession, or you want better relationships or better health, or you're looking for a mate, or you have to overcome certain challenges. We all have challenges. You want better parenting skills, or whatever it is that you feel is important. Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge. I kind of believe in having both. You want to have knowledge, and you want to have skills also. Skills for what you want to accomplish. And if it's a group project, then you need to find other people who have the skills necessary for that project, whatever it is, that you don't have. That's very important, because before I mentioned the importance of a team. And so pleasing personality certainly helps, especially if you need support and assistance from other people. And as Joy said, one of the things that makes you very attractive is having self-confidence. And when you don't have self-confidence, again, fake it till you make it. Use your imagination. Picture yourself accomplishing that which you want to accomplish. You will actually release certain positive chemicals in your brain, because your subconscious mind does not know the difference between a real and imagined experience. So spend a little time imagining what it would be like to have what you want to have, to succeed at what you want to succeed at.
Folks, I want to recommend a website to you, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. You will find so much about health. You will find out about the great book, Vibrational Harmony. It's a resource center. Beverly, anything you want to share about the website so people will really want to go there and check you out?
Just what you said, Joyce. It's a resource place. It's a ton of research done on the subjects that we talk about on this show and the subjects that are in books that I've written. And Vibrational Harmony, you can click on that and find out about that book, because the interesting things in that book about how the universe works and how the mind works, that knowledge can literally help you to have more self-confidence because you have more knowledge. It's an interesting thing that I came across, and it was a quote by Aristotle. He used the word education, but he said that education is essential to be alive. If you're alive, you want to continue to educate yourself. And there's so many things that are, you know, happening that we want to know what's going on. So it's truly a resource center. I have my poetry is on there, articles on how the mind works, coaching, testimonials on coaching, and just enjoy yourself. It's, you know, people have told me it's a very knowledgeable and enjoyable website.
Absolutely, it is, and worthwhile to take that moment. And folks, for you to get on the path, you're getting some really good advice today. I want to suggest that you, to get it to move, to get on the path, start small and think big. And this is an original poem to really impart that message. Start small, think big. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course. You'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when? So that is my advice. Start small, but think big. The important thing is to just start. Sometimes what holds you back, and we talked about this earlier, you have to be perfect. You're into perfection. So it's always the next thing. You got to check out the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. No, start small and think big. And the other thing I want to tell you is to ask yourself the question, if not now, when? That's another thing. You don't keep putting it off. Very, very important. Beverly, anything you want to share on this?
Actually, what I wanted to share is some more wonderful quotes on persistence and perseverance, but I think you should definitely share what you're ready to share because it fits in so well with what we're talking about.
Thank you. So I just wanted to share, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Wow.
back to you, Beverly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to talk about perseverance, determination, and persistence again for briefly. What happens when you have that persistence and determination? You know, Steve Harvey, one of the most well-known talk show hosts, a multimillionaire, he persisted in his career, even sleeping in his car when his finances were not exactly great, sleeping in his car to get the gigs that he felt he needed to finally get to the point. Not everybody's going to become a multimillionaire, but, you know, we watch shows like America's Got Talent, and we hear the stories, and many times some of these stories are so touching and heartbreaking, but they also point out that these people who are appearing on the show, in many cases, they've been doing whatever they're doing to perfect what it is they want to perfect, to succeed, with the hope and the belief and the imagination and the attitude that something's going to break for them, because attitude is so important, to have a positive attitude. I don't mean a fairy, you know, everything is wonderful when it's not. I mean an attitude where you know, you recognize, yes, I can do this, I'm going to do this, people are making it. An attitude where you take to heart some of the things we've been talking about and realize, okay, I can go forward with what I want to. And these people are doing it, and some of them, they've spent 10, 15, 20 years before they finally got to appear on the biggest stage in the United States, or maybe in the world, which is America Got Talent. And whether or not they win, because there's only one winner every year, something very significant happens in their lives, because they are seen by so many millions of people.
Beverly, as we start to wind down, what message do you want to leave people today? What is your most important message?
Well, many of life failures are men who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Often genius is just another way of spelling perseverance. Some men succeed because they are destined to, but most men succeed, and I'm going to say men and women, because they are determined to. And victory, according to Napoleon, belongs to the most persevering. Men fail much oftener from want of perseverance than from want of talent.
Initially, you mentioned Betty Bender, who I never heard of before. What she said that was extraordinary was, anything I've ever done that ultimately was worthwhile initially scared me to death. I think that's really, really powerful.
I agree. And this is the point that people to take home from this, is everything that we've talked about basically boil it down to one thing. Is something I really want, let me develop the attitude for it, get the information I need, do what I need to do, focus my attention and concentration on it, use my imagination, see it happening in my mind, think about it, make it important enough, and go for it, because perseverance is one of the most important things.
Yes. Do you have a poem for us today, pray tell?
I have a poem. Success is a state of mind. Success is a state of mind, that's all it's ever been. It's a special feeling inside of you that knows you're going to win. What you want only eludes you when your mind focuses on lack. To bring forth your heart's desire, keep your mind on track. You can create the life you want. The power is inside you. You can turn it into reality. Just let that power guide you. The success you seek will find you when you're feeling joy and pleasure. Good feelings are like magnets that attract to you life's treasure. You have a wonderful, magical tool. It's called creative imagination. It will take you wherever you want to go, as long as you create your destination. Success is a state of mind, and now that you truly know it, believe in yourself, do what you love, and soon your world will show it.
Wow, bravo, bravo. That was awesome. Your poems always knock it out of the ballpark, as you say, Sue, as well. I want to share someday a poem I wrote for all of those of you who believe there is a someday. So I wrote this for you. And here we go. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And that, folks, is the $64,000 question. If not now, when? I urge you, check your calendar, check your diary, see if there's a someday page in there. I can personally guarantee it doesn't exist. So if not now, when? I want to invite you to do random acts of kindness. I invite you to pay it forward, pay it backward, make each day matter. Do something that makes someone happy today and every day. That, in turn, will make you happy. So those things are really significant. And so is this prayer that I wrote for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Beverly Nadler, for yet another fabulous show, another extraordinary poem, for being my friend, for supporting the show as you do. And on that note, folks, I want to invite all of you to have a great day. Laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. You can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you again. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.